This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Cameroon's government said Sunday 16 people were killed in a fire caused by fireworks in a nightclub in the capital. The tragedy occurring as the nation hosts the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament. Quote, the initial report shows 16 dead and 8 seriously injured after the accidental fire broke out Saturday night. Cameroon's communications ministry said in a statement, adding, quote, the tragedy, which was caused by explosives from the fireworks often used in these places, first consumed the building's ceiling, resulting in 2 very loud explosions causing panic and a stampede. A security guard present for the fire said it happened very quickly. Sustained gunfire rang out from several military camps in Burkina Faso early on Sunday, but the government denies the military has seized power. Heavy gunfire could be heard from one capital camp, which houses a prison whose inmates include soldiers involved in a failed 2015 coup attempt. Burkina Faso's government confirmed gunfire at some military camps, but denied reports on social media the army had seized power. Speaking on national television, the country's defense minister denied rumors President Roch Marc Kabore had been detained, adding the motive behind the gunfire was still unclear. Quote, the head of state has not been detained. No institution of the country has been threatened, he said. Quote, for now, we don't know their motives or what they are demanding. We are trying to get in contact with them, he said, adding that calm had returned to some of the barracks. Governments in West and Central Africa are on high alert for coups after similar action over the past 18 months in Mali and Guinea. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The first Taliban delegation to visit Europe since returning to power in Afghanistan began talks Sunday in Oslo with Afghan civil society members focused on human rights ahead of highly anticipating meetings with Western officials. The discussions, which are being facilitated by Norway and are to focus on human rights and the humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan, are taking place behind closed doors. The humanitarian situation has deteriorated drastically since August, when the Taliban stormed back to power 20 years after being toppled. International aid came to a sudden halt after their takeover, worsening the plight of millions who were already suffering from hunger after several severe droughts. On Monday, the Taliban will meet with representatives of the United States, France, Britain, Germany, Italy, and the European Union, while Tuesday will be dedicated to bilateral talks with Norwegian officials. Pope Francis on Sunday called for an International Day of Prayer for Peace on January 26 to stop the Ukraine crisis from worsening, saying the tensions were threatening the security of Europe and risking vast repercussions. Francis announced the prayer day and made the appeal for dialogue to defuse the crisis during his weekly address and blessing to pilgrims and tourists in St. Peter's Square. Top U.S. and Russian diplomats failed on Friday to make a major breakthrough in talks to resolve the crisis over Ukraine, although they agreed to keep talking. On Sunday, Britain accused Russia of seeking to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine. On Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and warned of a, quote, swift, severe response if Russia invades Ukraine after massing troops near its border. A former minister in Britain's conservative government says she was told her Muslim faith was a reason she was fired, a claim deepening rifts in Prime Minister Boris Johnson's governing party. Former Transport Minister Nusrat Ghani told the Sunday Times when she was demoted in 2020, a government whip said her so-called Muslimness was, quote, making colleagues uncomfortable. She said she was told there were concerns that, quote, I wasn't loyal to the party and I didn't do enough to defend the party against Islamophobia allegations. Chief Whip Mark Spencer said he was the person Ghani was talking about, but strongly denied her allegations. Internal rifts in the Conservative Party have been blown open by allegations that Johnson and his staff held lockdown flouting parties while Britain was under coronavirus restrictions. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.